Fargo, Rock City, A Heavy Metal Odyssey in Rural North Dakota, Locker Room Talk to Oneself about 80s Hard Rock and Glam Metal. Here we are. Fargo, Rock City is a music book, a memoir, written by Chuck Klosterman, one of those two, hopefully. And it was published in 2001. It is unapologetic, brash, ignorant, funny, candid, smart, and cheeky. It is all those things. Okay, so I'm going to read the review that I wrote about this right after I read it. I'm usually great at separating the art from the artist, but in this case, the art is the artist. Oscar Wilde said it better in Picture of Dorian Gray, but here Chuck explains it as well. It's always been my theory that criticism is just veiled autobiography. Whenever someone writes about a piece of art, they're really just writing about themselves. Chuck talks a lot about glam metal, and other types of hard rock and metal music. After 20 years of this being on the shelves, I still learned some cool stuff from it that I never knew, and I checked out some music I had never given a shot before. Chuck is funny and a good writer. I haven't read many or any tongue-in-cheek memoir-style books before, but alongside his entertaining writing is a lot of blatant dismissive opinions on the new, that's N-E-W and N-U with umlaut, metal of the time he was writing. He sounds like a crotchety old man who can't be objective at all, and in the epilogue he admits it, but it doesn't make it any better. Also, after 20 years, this doesn't age well, but I doubt he cares because, in his own words, and when I read my high school journal and realize what a homophobic, racist, sexist, and genuinely unlikable person I was at the age of 17, I force myself to laugh. Perhaps he forced himself to laugh because he didn't want to take any responsibility and change or mature much. He still reads as pretty unlikable for all the reasons he listed above. He knows a lot about music, and sometimes even expresses it well. And he's entertaining, but he's also unapologetic in a Trumpian locker room talk kind of way that is at times hard to spend time with. Will I read more Chuck Klosterman? Yes, but with cringe-colored glasses because of this first experience. So, that gives you a little bit of an idea of how I felt right after I read it. What else to say? So, again, summarizing that really quickly, for that era, for 80s hard rock, glam metal stuff, he's very knowledgeable. He's smart. He is a good writer. He just had crappy opinions, I think. And again, that more unapologetic locker room talk, like, yeah, I don't believe in censoring people. That's a whole other topic on, like, censoring things when they're dangerous or what would be deemed dangerous or not. But, like, it just sucks that he had some of those opinions that he had. That's all. but I think that he expresses them really well. Again, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek. There's a lot of humor. He pokes fun at himself a little bit. But mostly he's just talking down about other things. But he acknowledges this in, like, this is meant to be funny. And that it's an opinion. Whether he likes a band or not, right, it's an opinion. Sometimes there's objective facts. And some people don't realize that art is not just subjective. Art can be objective. Things can be objectively bad or good. And he knows this, and he expresses that well. Yeah, so if you enjoy heavy music and you want to know some history about the 70s and 80s, I would say that that's a pretty good read. I learned some new stuff that I didn't know, and I was kind of pushed to check out some stuff that I never really checked out from that era. The weird memoir part of this kind of adds some flavor, but I wouldn't come for it. Like, I wouldn't come to the book just to get that memoir part. I came to the book for the music part. However, Chuck does a lot of these memoir-ish style books. I want to read more because I'm curious, and I wonder if over time his maybe opinions change or he writes differently. And also what those other ones might be about, and if there's maybe more higher-minded ideas this is pretty blue collar, pretty basic. It was enjoyable. It was an easy read as well. I got through it pretty quickly, and I did enjoy it, but there were just some moments where I was like, oh, come on, you know? Like, I was like, really? Like that. Is it important? No. I think that, again, if you want a fun way to get into some of the history of that time, this would be a fun way to do that. Its function, I guess, would be history and fun simultaneously. And where is it on the shelf? It's in the middle of the shelf, because to me, it is mediocre, but it's got a little bit more than mediocre to it. There's a flavor here. There's a style that I believe Chuck has here that is very authentically him. And that is good. That is a good thing. That is what you want as an author as well. You want to read that person's books because it's them. So, I guess in that regard, hats off to Chuck. But, yeah, it's going to stay in the middle of my shelf. I've collected more of his books, and I'm going to read more, and I'm going to do more reviews about them and let you know how I feel about them. I forgot to mention again that there were no spoilers here. So, oops, no spoilers.